Dark Corners, written by Ruth Rendell and read by Rick Jarrow. I wonder what happened to Stacy's clothes. There's not much here. Apart from the green suit and a few other items, they were all in Lizzie's cupboards in Kilburn. She had an answer for him. Someone must have taken them to that designer second shop in Lauderdale Road. Ah, he said, of course. He looked at his watch. No one else of his age that Lizzie knew had a watch. They all told the time on their mobiles or iPads. I have an appointment in St. James's in half an hour, so I'm afraid we must terminate this interview. It's been delightful. Lizzie had lost all her confidence and now felt very small and inferior, but she had not entirely lost her nerve. Well, can I stay here while you're away? Oh, didn't I say? Of course you can. We'll keep in touch while I'm in Cambodia. There was no invitation to have a drink or even dinner before he left. No laughter this time, only a broad smile. I won't need to give you a key. I'm sure you've got one already. She nodded in stupefied silence. I'll leave you a phone number. Would you be able to call a mobile number in Cambodia? Lizzie wondered. Gervais produced a receipt from his pocket and wrote in pencil on the back of it what was obviously a landline number. She put it in her handbag. Once he had gone and she had helped herself to a long draught of tequila for what her grandmother would have called medicinal purposes, she made a survey of the flat. Since Gervais hadn't checked what was in the place apart from the absence of clothes, she would be able to help herself to whatever she wanted. The days of getting into people's flats or houses and taking some small item away with her seemed long past. The bathroom was still crowded with makeup and perfume, most of it barely used. She would have all that. The Roberts radio wouldn't be missed, she thought, and nor would the nearly new camera. Was there anything in the flat she could sell? Maybe what her mother quaintly called cutlery? But no, she had never stooped to stealing, and she mustn't start now. After another swig of tequila, she went downstairs to tell the concierge that she was looking after the flat for the next... how long? She didn't know. Say, 8 weeks. But Gervais had already given him the news, and it seemed not to have gone down well. The man scowled behind the black-framed sunglasses he wore, which seemed a strange choice, as it had come on to rain and the sky was very dark.